Welcome everybody and salutations, brothers and sisters.
Salutations, brothers and sisters. You are tuned in to QKJJ, okay?
Yes, you are. You already know. Queen
Jam
and King Jerry back at it again. We hope that you had a wonderful week.
Yes, hope you really had a wonderful week. Wish you could tell us how your week is. I feel like I do this every week. But we had a very interesting week. I felt like it went by pretty fast. It just feels like we just recorded yesterday. But that was last week.
Exactly. But everything's moving ahead. We're definitely putting in some good work. Making sure that we're dropping good content for you all, having great topics in general, and just being able to give you some of our weekly progressions.
Yes, weekly progressions, weekly happenings.
Yeah.
Weekly dealings. Weekly everything.
Exactly.
But I know for a fact that it has felt like a really long time because we already went through the process of returning our bikes and everything. I know we talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into more of that soon. Because the first thing that I wanted to talk about that I forgot to talk about last week was that, and I'm just going to preface this by saying I didn't feel like doing what I was going to do, but I ended up doing it and I ended up being rewarded for doing something that I really didn't feel like doing. So I left the house one day and I pretty much had to go and make this return. I was like, I really don't feel like making this return, whatever. So I was already on the road, but I turned around and everything and came back to the house and was like, babe, can you please bring, you know, whatever it is I'm trying to return outside so that I can, and excuse me, we have some construction going on outside, but I was just like, just bring whatever it is outside that I need to return. Even though I don't feel like doing it, let me just get it out of the way so I can check it off my list. So I go to the store, return the item, and while I'm in there, I'm picking up some things. And then next thing you know, a gentleman from the Krispy Kreme that was just being built in the same parking lot, he came over and was like, hey, we're doing this friends and family event. And he was passing out coupons to only a few people. And he gave coupons to a few people that were standing in line at the event. And I was so excited because, like I said at the very beginning, I didn't really want to do anything. I didn't really want to do it, but I ended up doing it in the long run. And it really, and I ended up getting rewarded out of it.
Right.
And there's just a saying that I'm trying to go by and try to live by to make life easier. And it's, if you did everything that you didn't want to do, you would have everything that you wanted in life. So that was just one of my little things that just proven, just showing that sometimes you just go ahead and do what you don't want to do, get it over with, and somehow you'll end up being rewarded for that. So I thought that was amazing. And the donuts were amazing. It was a, it was right around the time of 4th of July and everything, so they had the sprinkled donuts with the red, white, and blue on there, and the new cream filled donuts that they have. I got to see the conveyor belt and everything, because mind you, I've never been inside of a Krispy Kreme.
Neither have I.
Right. Like, right. I've always went past Krispy Kreme and I've heard the stories of everyone talking about, you know, that light is, when that light is on, da, 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 and I'm like, okay, like I didn't even see what the hype was. But now that I've actually been there and experienced it, I can kind of understand. And it was just like pandemonium over donuts. There were so many people inside of the building because everyone was, you know, there because of the friends and family event. They were getting the free dozen, and you got a free dozen and a free drink. And everyone, the energy in the building was just very positive, very loving, very open. People were talking in line and just enjoying one another. So it was just something, a really good experience, just to start the day off saying, well, dang, I really don't want to do this, and then ended up doing it. But
see how that works.
Exactly. But the next thing we're going to talk about is our bikes, boo.
Right. As Queen talked about, very exciting. portion when it came to putting constructing the bikes. Check out our YouTube page, our YouTube channel, excuse me, for that content of us putting the bikes together.
Yes, and just search QKJJ on YouTube. Yes, QKJJ on YouTube, and we'll pull up.
Exactly. And let's just say there's been better times on a bicycle, all right? But the process was the service. Let's start with that.
Yes.
The ordering process was very quick. One click, comes to the front door, when the bikes were received.
You live in California. You said one click comes to the door.
Right. I mean, of course, it took a few days. You know, East Coast, It takes a little while for the processing to go through. But trust and believe, in those patient days, you will definitely, supposedly, are going to get your excitement.
Yes.
And the excitement were those two Huffy.
Yes, the Beach Cruisers.
Beach Cruisers, right. And they have a nice little sale, you know, Wally World had a nice little sale going on. Mm-hmm. But here's the issue. Going through the process, doing absolutely everything correct when it comes to reading the instructions, constructing the bike, and then here's the kicker. On each tire, you should know the PSI.
Ben made sure he knew what that was.
Per square inch, that rubber insulation can only apparently, okay, go so far. And that's exactly what I did make sure. You do that when you receive bicycles. They may have low to half of the PSI that is recommended for your bicycle. But the harsh reality here is manufactured bicycles at such a pace where your experience can instantly go down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our experience. And I don't want to...
Instantly.
But, you know, I don't want to ruin the actual YouTube for you to see for yourself. But let's just say, I mean, it you got to do better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mass production, we understand everything. We, per the statistics, everything that you get, it's not going to always be the best. Yes. Same thing goes with your produce.
Yes.
Everything about some strawberries or some grapes or whatever you pick up, maybe even some celery, avocados, bag of apples, there's always going to be a bad apple. And unfortunately, I received a bad bicycle. All right?
Yes, especially if you watch how it's made, you understand. Right. Because I've seen some sketchy setups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people moving a little too quick. And I'm like, there's no way that you know all 8 to 24 pieces you have to put on that one device and scoot it on down the line. There's no way.
Exactly. So just being smart, and not just my bicycle, of course, in the midst of everything, make sure that Queen, we went ahead and just, you know, played the safe route, go ahead and go back through the process and try again next time. So, yeah.
Yes, you all.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is, but the process afterwards is a disheartening part. When you go through customer service, your first line of defense apparently are individuals that have been hired for a cheaper price for a company or a corporation, an enterprise. They pay individuals that are outside of the states for whatever logistical or tax equation purposes, and they, you know, they really aren't held to the same standards as the individuals from the states that go through the same customer service process.
Facts.
Now let's just say because I have this experience on the customer service end, alright? I've received definitely that first line of hi, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The individual is upset, and I didn't realize how upset that this person was until I went through it. Once you go through it yourself, all gloves are off. I'm just going to say that now.
Yeah.
And what happened? Simply, hi, how are you doing? How can I help you? All right. I had an issue with your, the company's product, and I'm calling this service line since I am a customer so we can resolve some issues. Mm-hmm. And for the issues, can we come to an agreement that would remedy the case at hand?
Yes.
Let's get to a solution. Mm-hmm. All right. From my understanding, the hierarchy in Queen, amazing job, because quite frankly, it appears that when queens are on the phone, you get a different viewership of individuals, but people are still just, ugh. All right? Mm-hmm.
That's the proper term for it. Ugh.
Push your teeth. Ugh. Thank you. Thank you for that. Because that, yes. What I found out very quickly was these individuals really don't care to a degree. All right? They're there to try and deter you from your actual buying power that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take the necessary stance, especially with those that are hired by a enterprise to commit to their customer service basis, they are definitely held to a standard where they are pushing you off, pushing you away in a mixture of a sarcastic but a overly generous or overly helpful, but yes, not really helpful. That's the mask right there. It's not really helpful. It's just a deterrence, telling you what they can and cannot do.
Yes.
The hold button is very strong for them as well. So you're going to be on hold, trust and believe, but this is your time. Get yourself together.
Absolutely. But we know, because when we contacted customer service, and the agent that we spoke with was very, very distant.
Yeah.
You can tell they're reading a script, of course, just go around in a circle just saying, no, I'm sorry, we can't really do anything. I can speak with my supervisor. They'll put you on hold for 3 to 8 minutes, mm-hmm, and then come back to you on the phone. But we have been a part of customer service before. Right. I've worked. Funny part is, for that exact same company, and I know exactly everything that they would be doing to get to a resolution. And just like he said, it's a lesser quality of work just because they're held to a different standard, different metrics.
Mm-hmm.
And just from what I see interacting with them on the phone as a consumer and as a coworker, because, you know, in your customer service, you'll end up dealing with them as well when you transfer people to them.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there's an obvious disconnect. There's an obvious disconnect.
Now, above all, these are definitely human beings, which at the end of the day, these individuals do have families, and whatever their reasoning being there, we're happy that they do have a job, happy that anybody is able to take care of themselves and their family. That's number one. But that issue with the disconnect is playing an egregious role when it comes to financial benefits that you can actually gain through the process of customer service. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is exactly those different standards when it comes to talking to individuals. One, the script that they are reading off is just basically that. This script can go as long as here to high water. Mm-hmm. The individual is going to stick with that particular script. And for some apparent reason, even to the portion of disconnection with you, literally disconnecting the line with you, it's okay to a basis.
Yes, they hung up on us twice. More specifically, me twice, okay?
Right.
I sat there and I called and I just simply explained the situation. The tire blew. It was already faulty. Obviously, it was damaged upon arrival.
Right.
Because if you watched our video, you saw we were only pedaling for about, 10 minutes?
Yes.
And so, it's obviously that it was damaged upon arrival. I just need some type of compensation for the fact that I had to refund the bike.
Exactly.
Wait for the refund to come back onto my car, which everyone knows takes about 4 to 5 business days.
Yep.
This happened this happened right after the weekend, but either way, had to wait for that to come again, the refund to come back to my car, then had to go through the process of reordering the bike and then reassembling it and waiting for it. And before even reassembling it, I have to wait for it to come again. And then when I checked back to look for one of the bikes, one of them wasn't even available anymore. So yes, I'm going to need compensation for my time. And the first two agents we spoke with, they disconnected us twice. I called back the third time. I said, I'm just ready to speak to a supervisor. Mm-hmm. And the agent clarified with me and said, ma'am, upon looking here, I see that the call was disconnected. They didn't hang up on you. I said, sir.
That was the first few times.
I was like, sir, you could tell me anything, okay? But I didn't need you to clarify anything. I just need to speak with the supervisor. Because at this point, you know, like, at this point, it's just getting out of hand. And I spoke with the supervisor. The supervisor instructed me that she would have to transfer me back to the customer service department because they are the ones that are able to compensate me as far as they're the ones that are able to compensate me, which seems like the direct opposite because it's usually the supervisor that you're transferred to so they can compensate you a different way because they have different access to certain things. So we believe. So when she transferred me over to the other customer service rep and I told the customer service rep, hey, you know, this is what I was instructed by the supervisor and that you all were supposed to give me this and that amount of compensation. And she and the agent responded and she was like, no. She was trying to bite her tongue. She was trying not to say what she really wanted to say.
Right.
She was just like, you know what, really? She works for us. She doesn't tell us what she wants us to do. We tell her what to do. And I was just taken aback, like, how does that even make sense? Usually it's the other way around, whatever. I just need my compensation, move on with my life. So she then says, all right, offers me the compensation that was there. And I also let her know that the same supervisor said that there was going to be a different amount of compensation on top of that. And she was like, well, we're going to have to listen to the phone call and then we'll give you a call back just to make confirm that she had said that.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I ended up and I called them, I believe, on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I did not speak with someone until Saturday.
Right.
And I had to call them back myself.
Right. Right.
Because I was like, wasn't I supposed to get a call back? She said, I'll call you back in a couple of hours. Saturday, like, what is going on? And then spoke with the same individuals. They were able to quickly compensate me. I was on with my day. I wasn't even going to go through everything that I went through last time. I already told King, like, my heart was hurting and everything, like my chest was hurting through all that. Anytime you call customer service, you should be hooked up to a monitor and they should monitor your blood pressure. If you go over a certain point than what you originally came in as, you should be compensated because there's no reason why you should be having heart palpitations sitting there and just being on a simple customer service call. There's no reason for that.
You ranted. You feeling it. I know. It's still there.
I'm trying to get worked up all over again. But I'm not even going to let them have that.
But here's the thing. This is the type of disconnect that you mentioned earlier, and this is what happens when there is a disconnect when it comes to business. Mm-hmm. An opportunity of someone wanting to make a profit or an enterprise wanting to make a profit, but they cut on the quality of their quote-unquote insurance, which is you as the customer. Mm-hmm. You have a bad taste. You have a bad
Taste in your mouth.
Well, I hate to say that. It just overall, you had a bad experience when it came to you purchasing something, or in general, you had a horrible experience when it came to participating with another party that's providing a service. At the end of the day, if you're spending your money, which everyone can agree, you're going to want what you're paying for. Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about your safety, especially when it comes to something that you're going to utilize for your own recreational uses, bruh.
Yes.
Whoever is providing a service to you should make sure that there's quality service.
Exactly.
And now,
run me.
Now that, and there you go. When you're not provided with that, then there has to be some sort of remedy. Yeah, and the remedy has to definitely consist of the time that you put in, the quality that was sent to you. That's the number one key. The quality that was sent to you first, the service that you were given, the time mm-hmm. that was wasted, and then the time that you actually had to reintroduce back into the situation so that you could further regain not only the remedies of just the overall issue that should have been handled the first time. Just get it mm-hmm. correct the first time.
Exactly.
And you know what's funny? Just a quick throw off. There was an article that I read about Chick-fil-A and how a business insider stated that they lose over $1 billion or so dollars on Sunday. Here's the thing. There's always a method to the madness. Mm-hmm. You may have a restaurant that is open all the time. If the quality isn't there, there's no point to talk about it except for the point that it's always open. You feel me? Like,
it's just open.
You know, but when you get to a point where you're actually willing to sacrifice a few things, and some people may find it hard, you know, to a certain degree or to a certain or a certain level, if you're participating in something, whether it's a business, a group, a structure, an ideal, whatever the case may be, there are current and significant sacrifices that have to be put in place in order for the quality to be executed and received to those patrons that are utilizing your service. If that is the same structure and effect that we can take into, you can just guess a business that's open for a long period of time, throughout the whole year, and people go there every single day and don't think about the small fine tunes that they make, but they're still successful. Mm-hmm. Or we could talk about a business that may close on one day to get their sales back together, whatever they go through in their organization, it whatever they're doing to readjust and refocus back on that next day, mm-hmm. and the quality still definitely on the scale where they're making other companies think twice about quality. That's all it is. Quality. When you start putting pressure on companies, enterprises about quality, and there's some that may not be able, unfortunately, there's some you can't get past this point mm-hmm. that are offering services, but for whatever also opposite reason, they're unable to acquire certain things that other entities have acquired. Now, they'll get there if we're talking on a business structure and other standpoints, ideologies, whatever you want to get to. Mm-hmm. But on a simple business aspect, on that structure, any large entity or enterprise at that moment in time that is handling the masses and it expending a service, you better guarantee some sort of quality. Mm-hmm. Not just is delivered to your door, now it's yours, and whatever happens is yours. Like, bruh, to if you haven't realized already, apparently people, enterprises, certain enterprises, not all, but certain large enterprises are banking on that when you're ignorant or ignorant enough not to care, because it allows them to a degree, well, if they don't care, then why should I? I'll still provide you with a service, but why should I? Mm-hmm. This is what QKJJ is all about. Understanding your true self. You got to think higher of yourself. Mm-hmm. Because there's other businesses that are out there that are banking on you not to acquire and think highly of yourself.
It's just an idea. It's just to make you expand, encourage whatever you deem fit to uplift yourself and make a more positive impact and continue to move. Mm-hmm. You have to think that same way throughout all of these experiences. Anytime you're having a service issue, especially with a third party, large enterprise that's dealing with the masses. Mm-hmm. I thank my queen for going through that structure and going through that process. And if it wasn't for the fact that we both, but pertaining to, you know, what you, especially currently, what we deal with, what you deal with, the intricacy of expertise when it comes to speaking to individuals on both ends of the spectrum, where you're dealing with someone that is in a corporate setting or just running through the minefields of a manager who's not even extending great leadership, or if you're dealing with someone that's just frustrated because they're dealing with the opposite effect of these large businesses that aren't even handing out the proper tools nor etiquette. Mm-hmm. If you copy and paste everything, it's still copy and paste. You're not giving the proper structure that actually deals and assesses the masses for the people.
Yes. I was going to follow up and say two key things, because you said something that made me really think when you were just saying like the 6 days and then the 1 day that they have to rest. And you already know how I feel about how many days we're actually supposed to be working versus how many days we should be resting.
Right.
Because it makes business sense as far as having people only work about 2, maybe even 3 days out of the week. And then you can use the rest of that time to be spending that money that you made. You know, versus people would be spending a lot more money if they had more time, but most of the time you're at work.
Right.
And when I was working, the crazy part, like the 9 to 5 and actually traveling an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours to and fro work.
Yeah.
I had so much money because I had no time. I had no time to spend it at all. Like, I probably picked myself something up to eat every night the times I didn't feel like, you know, cooking or something like that. But I had no time, except for on the weekend possibly, to that Saturday to actually spend all that money that I made. And it was just, it's a good thing, but it's also something that you just need balance in life. You need that balance. There's so many other cultures that harness that balance and make it mandatory for you to take vacation and, you know, a siesta during the day and just a simple nap. Like, everyone's asking, like, what did you do for your birthday? I was actually able to take a nap on my birthday. Like, I was satisfied, okay? I don't get to do that every day. So it was that part as well, because just people don't need to be working and 5 days a week, especially not 7 days a week, which a lot of people do. And you know, anytime you have a family, especially, you're working 24/8, and you know, you really don't have any time for self. But and hopefully you do take time for self, because that's one of the things that we push as well, and that we want people to take time to actually realize and come to terms with their self and realize that you need that time.
See, and babe, just to jump in, rectifying just going in exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Having that time to break down, because if people aren't realizing it, they're normalizing themselves to something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll normalize themselves to a degree which is below a standard of complete living, or for a human being to even process and actually be productive and grow. Mm-hmm. Even though on the outside to a gross amount of people, it may seem as though that's just the run 'em up. That's just the this is what we call supply and demand, consumers, producers. Every single day, someone's got to work.
Right
now in China, all right, they have a 996 system. All right, it's a working hour system. Just look this up. It's a work culture. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days per week. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days per week. And some of you may, what's wrong with that? But your check's going to be right.
Three exactly. words.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's it. Three words. Three letters. I see you. Hmm. Okay? First of all, just mentally, ain't nobody had and ain't nobody got time for dealing with people from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Okay? Mm-mm. Think about your office right now. And really think about if you worked 12 hours instead of your usual 8. Mm. Really think about that. Mm. And before you could even really get home and get a good spit bubble going, you are back looking at them again, you know, putting on a brave face, pretending like this is all. And most people do. They do that every single day.
Yeah.
There are people out there who work 12 plus hour days. You know, right. We got the nurses out there.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Mm, hat goes off to you. Keep hustling, doing your thing, but just make sure to take care of yourself. You know, don't hurt yourself.
Just going into that type of work ethic at the end of the day, on a financial aspect, depending on, because some people even work that hard and don't even get paid that much either.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
just thinking about your risk.
2-3 job. Remember that what was it? I forgot what show it was we were watching, but it was that girl who had just purchased a car and she got a messed up deal on her car and she was working 2 jobs and she only got like 3 hours of sleep. She was like working morning shift at one place and then the night shift at one place and just got like 3-4 hours of sleep in between. And was pregnant as well, I believe. Or was about to be pregnant. She was pregnant. That, oh my god. There's so many people out there to do that. Like, take care of yourself. Because they make it so hard out here to survive at times. If you're not thinking smart and you're not thinking for your...
I'm not sure what show that was because I thought I could just look that up automatically. But yes. Like you said, there's so many women out there that are doing it. And
oh my goodness, miscarrying. Oh my god.
Sorry. Yes, I see. Yes, I didn't want to go that far. Yes. It's just that going into this exact process, just leading it all back into customer service, because that's another one that actually goes into that customer service when people are set out that that these locations or these enterprises actually reach out into other locations, because their demand on hours and people being at work may not constitute the same way that we view our laws when it comes to working hours as well, which are still very close to really damage people in their mental capacity and their health overall. Mm-hmm. But you know, everything is in a set or an emotion, especially when it comes to business. Somewhere someone is thinking, I'm winning for someone else losing, one way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. If that comes to the quality of whatever they're selling to an individual, or if it's during the process of the servicing and helping that individual, or if it's just, I mean, literally coming down to their expression on how they've built their business in general, because you have to watch that. Not too many people are even viewing that. Mm-hmm. The aspect of the brand itself, how does it construct its way to the viewership of the people? Is it selling you poison, or is it selling you something that's actually going to remedy or help you? That's another thing to just think about. Quality, service, and what are they standing for? If a lot of these businesses are just trying to get your money, I'm just saying, they're not gonna go too far except for getting over on you. You just gotta watch yourself, do your homework. But at the end of the day, we're here.
Yes, and I'm just happy that you mentioned quality again, because that was the second thing that I was just gonna talk about, is that when you think about quality, the easiest way to think about it is the perceived value of of your business, mm-hmm. quote unquote, because there's a perceived value of Wendy's, mm-hmm. and then there's a perceived value of Chick-fil-A. You know, like, I'll leave those two there. Mm-hmm. Because you can obviously see from the different interactions that so many people have had dealing with Wendy's versus dealing with Chick-fil-A, you realize that I may end up paying a dollar or two more over at Chick-fil-A, but I know that when I go there, I'm going to get at least two, three of my pleasures. Wendy's, man, well, ice cream broken.
Well, and again, these are alleged events that happen on different occasions for different people.
Alleged events, but everyone, hands down. Hands down. And, you know, Chick-fil-A messes up sometimes, too.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, hands down. Like, there's just a quality of service that is mandated across the board. Mm-hmm. And make sure that it is shown, that it's displayed, that right. it's practiced continuously.
Right.
I don't get that same thing at Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Or another place you go to, just like we were watching that video earlier, and yeah. the person's attitude was stank when he was ordering.
Right. You yes. But that goes along with the business structure, and that comes from the top. And that's why I said it depends on the enterprise and what they put in place. There are a lot of enterprises out here, and they may provide some type of service, but mm-hmm. it
that person
really
could
shows.
Be working the 9 to 9.
Exactly.
That too.
Sorry, go ahead. It really shows. Perfect. Mm-hmm. It just really shows, and it really depends. And it's not the knock on certain, but you see it. It's not to knock on certain enterprises. It's not to be or dishearten anyone from going to their favorite Wendy's, you know, or whatever the case may be, or your favorite Chick-fil-A. It's just the simple fact that when you go and contribute to whatever enterprise and they're putting together a service, you demand that you get what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, they're banking that you don't for their own gratuity, for their yeah. own pleasure. I mean, I'm just saying for their own reasons, they're banking on it. But
we said all that to say that entire customer service phone call, the very first phone call that mm-hmm. I got through, where I ended up, the last thing I heard was, I'm going to give you a call back. I spent 2 hours on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours. Mm-hmm. I am never, ever, 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 ever going to get that time back, okay?
There you go.
And, I mean, 2 hours. Come on now. And you can just tell when people have that first line of defense, just like we talked about, and they're just hoping that you tire out. Especially a lot of customer service places, they just hope that you don't even call in general. And more than 50% of the customers who are unsatisfied never even alert the company that they are unsatisfied. They just don't say anything and they move on with their lives.
Unfortunately.
So they're hoping that you'll tire out and give up. I didn't. And we said all that to say we have our bikes ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Your bike is already shipped.
Right.
It should be here Thursday.
We hope. Yep.
Yes, my bike will be here probably Monday.
Right. And again, this goes along with the processing of the service. But
I'm just,
we're going to, you know what? What you say, man, if you don't try, you never know what the result is going to end up being because you never try.
Oh, if you... I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Somebody knows what I'm saying.
If you only did the things that you didn't want to do, you'd have everything in your... Yeah, everything that you want. And I can't take credit for that saying because that was a TED Talk that I listened to from someone else that was recommended.
But you did gather something from it.
Absolutely. That's why you passed it along.
There you go. Now, you already know what time... This is Man News. That means media.
Absent. News.
Media absent news.
This is our... We probably only have probably about one thing to touch on today when it comes to the media absent news. What did you want to touch on? Because I know I didn't have anything.
Media absent. I'll tell you this one, since this is I would want everyone to just pay attention throughout everything that's happening. Make sure you stay on top of your identity. Mm-hmm. Spreading into the identity aspect, don't lose yourself. All right. If you haven't gathered who you are by now, by listening to us, you are a queen, you are a king. Treat yourself as such. But going on to the identity aspect, protect yourself. Make sure you keep yourself abreast of any cyber activity in general, because I don't think the public understand what happens. We can talk about Baltimore City. We can talk about Florida.
There's attacks happening out here.
There's cyber attacks happening every day. And unfortunately,
TransUnion, Equifax.
Right. Unfortunately, you may think, well, I don't know who's going to want to mess with my credit anyway, because it's probably already messed up. Or some individual out there, you know, I'm pretty sure no one's going to mess with mine. That'd be one out of a something chance. Or you may feel as though, why should I even worry about it? Someone else is going to take care of it. I'm just going to, you know, make it clear, since we already talked about the experience with the quality of individuals. There are literally enterprises and companies out here that may not have the necessary funds at the time to have an outstanding or a decent quality of security for the customers. So just keep this in mind. We can go into the medical industry if you want. We can go into if anyone is in the education sector. We're talking about the sectors dealing with health. Medical, but if we're dealing with government sectors, we're dealing with anything that overall has some type of personal connection, identity with yourself, please stay on top of individual businesses that may end up getting attacked and not making you aware, or have made you aware, or you may not even know. Just stay on top of your identity in this world that's moving forward with technology. All your information is already out there. Yes, that's number one fact already. That's already a given.
We'll just say, don't just know how to turn your phone on and off.
Yeah.
Know the intricacies of the systems. Yeah. Know the intricacies of a computer system.
Right.
Don't just know how to turn things on and off. Just really get to know it. Get to know how... just certain jargon that will be used. There's a lot of different terms, a lot of different things that are being developed now, like AIs and things that you really have to be aware of, know what's going on, and just get active. You know, just get active into it. And even if it seems like something that you don't want to get into, there's so much information that we skip out on and skip over as we grow up and as we develop. Mm-hmm. And we need to have a little bit of everything. You know, it comes with literature, art, politics, health, anatomy, astrology, and just things like that, you know? So we skip out on those little things and don't have those talking points, but it's something that we should all be learning as we develop.
Science, law, all of it.
All of those topics. It's such a wide variety of topics that you need help. Mm-hmm. You need people who are actually aware of these things that can actually give it to you in layman's terms sometimes. So you're not just reading it out of the book, because some people you can't just read, some people can't just hear it, some people have to just do.
Right.
So just take it, just being active, and always the one main thing that anybody who is quote unquote what we call successful is they are always improving themselves. Self-improvement is a very huge thing, and it's a lifestyle. Investment.
It's a lifestyle.
Yes, it's an investment. Yeah. It's a lifestyle. It's a practice, and it's something that you really have to... well, that's pretty much going to go into our topic almost. Like, I was going to say self-discipline. That pretty much goes into our topic, but first we'll do our pledge, and then we'll get into our topic. Mm-hmm. And yeah, to the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of
knowledge.
Yes. So that goes right into our topic.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and this is going to be pretty short because I already see that our time is getting pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting pretty late. And 7:04, shout out to my crew.
Boom.
And
yeah,
we're getting hungry and it's almost dinner time. You know, I don't want to get, I don't want it to get too late.
They said we're getting hungry.
I'm getting hungry, most importantly. They already knows I get hangry. You have a certain amount of, I have a window of feeding, you right. know? The feeding hour. So
help me. I've lost 2 fingers in the past month. I'm joking.
Feeding me chicken wings, you right. pull back a nose. But oh, just man. In all honesty, you don't want to make this too long, and I don't like eating too late either because you know it's a whole different situation. But this goes into our topic of accountability and self-discipline, really.
Right.
Because just like I was saying before,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of information that is needed as you develop, and it's hard. I'm not going to say it's hard, but it is something that you have to, like we said, practice. Something mm-hmm. you have to work into your everyday lifestyle. You know, it has yeah. to be a day-and-day thing, and certain, I guess the best example I can say, or I can give for someone is just, like, a parent forcing their child to, like, learn an instrument or something.
Mm.
They're trying to teach them art, culture, things of that nature.
Mm.
So, you have that under your belt, and there's a lot of people who have never played an instrument before, but learning another instrument, it opens up a different sector of your brain, a different part of yourself as well. And it's something that, you know, anytime you see someone just randomly break out and start playing an instrument, you're like, what? Like, how the heck do you know how to play an instrument? Because you know how much determination, self-discipline,
mm-hmm.
having accountability for what time you're going to sit down and learn the instrument and saying, sometimes, well, I don't know what this note is. I need to figure this note out so that right. way I can play this without having any anything, any hindrance or anything.
Right.
So it just consumes everything, right. every single aspect of your life. And if we had more time of, I wouldn't even say more time, but just an area or a lifestyle of being taught the certain things that are needed
mm-hmm.
growing up and developing, because having self-discipline, having accountability, there's so many people I see now
right.
do not have a lick, do not know what self-discipline is, do not know what accountability is. I was talking to someone just the other day, and I was just, you know, pretty much congratulating them on the fact that they are practicing their work. They found something in life that they wanted to do, and they went to school for that thing, and now they're practicing it every day. They're creating things and making money off of it. I'm just like, you know, it's great you get to practice that every day. And the person was like, no, I'm a professional. I don't practice. And it's like, okay. You kind of don't really understand the etymology, would you say, of practice? The what it means completely as the word. I'm not saying as far as you studying to. I don't even know how to even, you know, like rectify that, because a practice is just something you're constantly doing over and over again. It doesn't mean that you're remedial or you're less skilled than a professional or something like that. It's just something that you're continuously doing over and over again. You could be practicing the wrong thing over and over again, and you could be practicing the right thing over and over again. Yeah. You know?
They're just performing and carrying out their action that apparently they enjoy.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, if they don't, if they're taking that, I mean, if they're taking practice out of that original content, which is just to execute whatever you're participating in.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely up to them, but to that necessary step of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Some individuals probably say that's a good first step, but how do you understand to take accountability if you are unaware, or if no one has made you aware,
mm-hmm,
of your actions to become accountable?
Yes.
Now, again, don't get too upset. I'm just saying there's some that may not understand that processing of what it means to actually take the accountability. Now, for all its necessary purposes, if you're putting yourself in a point of leadership, over a mass of individuals, and we'll go back to owning a business or whatever the case may be, or you're providing a service in general, you have to have a definite account to your accountability,
mm-hmm,
because someone else is going to be affected in some way, shape, or form. Definitely, you know, you don't want to send out the wrong bicycle and you say, "I don't care," because my accountability is down the drain.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Now, you saying accountability just reminded me, and the way you described it just reminded me of when we had the pizza situation.
Hey, right quick, we just right gotta run quick, this past
yes,
you.
We have to tell you a story.
So one day, as always, as everybody does, what you trying to find to eat? Boom, boom, bam. You're going to go all the way down to the basic. Pizza. Can't ruin a pizza, right? Bet. I really don't want to put this organization's name or this enterprise name out there,
yeah,
because it's not all of them, like, mm-hmm, others would say. Oh, it's not all of them. It's just a few. It's just a few, right?
You're
so you have to take that same energy and transfer it into enterprises, right? Ugh. So this one enterprise whose buildings are very distinct. They're very distinct when you see this pizza place. It kind of reminds me of when, like, ignorant people say, "Oh, don't certain people live over there in huts?" Like, that's kind of how the actual business looks like. That the architecture went off of. Somebody was like, "That's a nice hut over there. I would love to just put that as a roof. I would love to put that. Like, that just looks perfect because someone else in some other culture." Probably that's just how they work with the little huts. So anyway, this you know, this enterprise that has this distinct roof apparently thought that when we ordered our pizzas, okay, that they were doing the right thing. And again, it's not all of these, yeah, individual places, only a few.
Mm-hmm.
This particular location, all right? Let's just gather it up to this. When you order something, you expect it to be exactly the way that you ordered it, mm-hmm, right? Now, you don't get upset with the individuals that are doing their job when it comes to the transportation aspect of,
yes,
of getting your your item to you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Those individuals ain't got nothing to do with it. They just getting from point A to point B. But the person that went through the process of completing, mm-hmm, completing what you were purchasing, man, look.
I got a meat lover.
Go ahead. And I decided I was going to get some nasty,
yes,
it turned out to be a soup pizza.
Oh my goodness. They decided to get the chicken bacon
parmesan. Right. The chicken bacon parmesan.
And when it arrived, and first of all, okay, let me go all the way back. Okay, first of all, I placed the order at like 12, not probably not 12, probably like 4:30. Okay. I got a text message at 4:41 saying your pizza is on its way. And I was like, that was pretty fast. You know, I was kind of impressed, but I was like, okay, whatever. It gets here and my pizza is kind of, you know, kind of burnt on one side, kind of not burnt on the other side.
There's a tone difference.
Yeah, you know, but I was like, you know, I can deal with that. Hey, you know, it happens. Get a backup of pizzas. Someone's pizza gets stuck in there. Boom, boom, blam.
It happens, right.
But then I looked at King's Pizza. We looked at King's Pizza, and I was just like, babe, what did you order? Did you order Alfredo?
The consistency?
I was like, is this ranch on top of the pizza? Like, what is going on? I said, what did you order? Like, I kept just saying, like,
apparently.
What did we order?
It was dough with some soup and...
Oh, you guys, it looked horrible. And I was just, it just looked horrible. If you can picture crust, just picture a crust. And then in the circular portion where there's supposed to be like cheese and pepperoni, whatever, there's like a white mass with like little black specks. It kind of looks like vanilla bean.
Right.
And like an Alfredo, okay? Right. Like an Alfredo. Right. All right? Because they both got the same kind of consistency.
It was an Alfredo sauce.
It was like bad. An Alfredo sauce, and then there was like red specks in there. And when you pressed it, and I'm expecting it's going to be like soupy, but it was like hard, but like it was wet and hard.
Oh, just straight to it, man. All right, just straight to it, man.
So I decided I was okay, babe. Let's go ahead and look at pictures of it because maybe. Like, let's look at pictures of it on the internet because maybe we're tripping.
It didn't help.
And I looked at the picture and I was like, well, theirs looks pretty dry. Like, it just looks like cheese pizza with chicken on top, bacon, and a few tomatoes.
So we thought.
It did not look like the soupy thing that we got with the tomatoes. And I was just like, and I just called and I was like, hey, you know, the pizza's messed up. Can you just come back? Just, and usually when something like this happened, Bae's like, nope, he washes his hand of the situation. I don't want it anymore. You know, let's just it's get over. Done with. Cancel.
It's over.
So I was like, no, just canceling the orders. Just come pick it up. One's burnt. The other one is whatever you want to call that. They say that they cannot refund the money because they need access to the card, which I know is a lie because I... you work in businesses, you realize that you don't need the card and you're able to do the refund without the card. You move on with your life.
Let's just simplify that, okay? You all, the current credit card systems that major companies use today is literally if you have purchased something at least within the first 24 hours, that money can automatically go back to your card, but it unfortunately takes 2 to 3 business days for it to go back. So we both knew that this individual was lying, talking about you had to come all the way back. So we tried to give him an olive branch. Tried.
I said, come on. I was like, come on. Like, you have to send your delivery driver back out here and just refund me the money. Like, that's all I want. Just come pick up the pizzas, refund me the money. She's like, no, there's no way we can do that. We would need the pizzas back before we refund you the money. And I'm just like, when places do this as well, take the food back. A lot of places don't take the food back, and I respect them for that when they mess up. Because once they give the food to you, there's nothing they're going to do with it except throw it away. At least leave it to that person so I can give it to someone else, or, you know, if it was worth eating or something like that, you can give it to somebody else or not. But they said they needed to take the pizzas back. We end up going all the way down there. And when I called initially, she was saying, well, I spoke with the manager, and she was saying, well, my general manager made the pizza, and she said that what you ordered was just the bacon parmesan. You didn't order any chicken on it.
But see, that's the crazy part, because the receipt says otherwise. And the actual menu itself, that is the whole basis of the pizza.
Yes, who would order just...
But...
I tried not to say that the whole time I was going down there. Like, who would order a such and such and so and so pizza? I'm sure they see crazy combinations all the time. But I just sat there like, who would order a Parmesan pizza with tomatoes? This soupy... Yo, I was just like, whatever. Let's get in the car.
It was on the receipt.
Let's get in the car.
It was on the receipt. Went back. spoke to the general.
Spoke to the manager first, We walked in and said, "Can I speak to the general manager?"
Right.
She was like, "Oh, let me go get." Yeah, she was like, "Okay, let me go get such and such and so and so." And the general manager, she didn't even present herself as a general manager at first, because I don't even think we asked to speak to the general manager. We just walked in and said we're doing a return.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else walked up to help us with it, but she didn't tell us that she was the general manager. And the lady was like, "Well, there's nothing wrong with the pizza. There can't be anything wrong with the pizza." I was like, "Well, we called and we were told that the general manager made the pizza and the general manager made a mistake." And she was like, "Well, I'm the general manager." And I was just like, okay, like, you're saying that, like, you can just poof, make the pizza is good again. She then says, okay, well, what's wrong with this pizza? Because it's obviously that you didn't order chicken on the pizza. Why wouldn't I put chicken on there if that wasn't the way you ordered it? I said, "Ma'am, I have the receipt right here. It says chicken, bacon, Parmesan. It does not say no chicken." She said it didn't have chicken. I gave her the receipt. I said, "Nope." Mm-mm. And she said, "Well, what's wrong with your pizza? You said it was burnt." And she opens it up. She looks at the pizza. She was like, It's not burnt. I said, "Ma'am, don't play. One half of the pizza is my complexion. One half is your complexion, okay?"
Set it off.
And she was beige. So.
Yeah.
And I know y'all have seen my complexion.
Right.
Not saying there's wrong with any pizza is my complexion, okay?
Exactly.
But I was just letting her know that there is obviously some type of maintenance of the timing and the pizza being in there that's not being accounted for. Like, just, and she was being so combative. All we told her was that we just want you to take accountability for the pizza.
Bruh.
I was like, it doesn't even have to be all this. And she was like, "Well, I don't even know, you know, that where the receipt would possibly be." And she was asking the driver, "Do you have their receipt?" I'm like, "Ma'am, do you need the receipt? I have it right here." But she's trying not to interact with us. She's just doing that thing that people do when they just get frustrated and they're just
off in the wilderness.
Like, just relax.
Breathing heavy.
I said, "Ma'am, I'm a business owner as well, okay? No one wants to have to deal with a return or anything like that. But just take accountability for it, move on, and I'll probably end up coming back."
Right.
But now the fact that you, like, took me through all this daggone heartache, I'm not coming back here. I called the customer service on them as well, you know? And like I said, you need to, and this is what everybody needs to get into the habit of doing as well. Let businesses know when you are not satisfied as a consumer, because they have a duty as a business to provide you with service. If the services that you are rendered are lacking or are not of quality that you would personally like to see, then you have the right to complain. You have the right to say something about it and speak up. There's nothing they can do if you don't say anything. And that's what I did. I called them and I let them know. And what did they do? They sent us compensation as far as 2 coupons.
Yeah.
We each get our own pizzas.
There you go. And that's because time wasted.
Yes.
Quality of service.
Mm-hmm.
And service lack of thereof.
Yes.
And, bruh, service lack thereof. Bruh, your time is a commodity.
Exactly.
Your time is a commodity.
And I should have sent them an invoice.
Should have.
Honestly. And the representative that I spoke with at the organization, she was very, at the enterprise, because I called corporate. Because I was not trying to speak to anybody other than the highest up that I could go. Because I was perturbed with the service that I had to deal with. And then, not to say anything crazy, but reality is reality. And at the end of the day, people always see us as a people as being very combative.
Unfortunately.
And just the simple fact that I felt as though she was trying to get me riled up, trying to turn this into a situation where I would look like the abuser.
Aggressor.
Or the aggressor, exactly. And she was able to paint herself as the victim. But I was just sitting there like, "No, ma'am." I was like, we kept saying, like, it doesn't even have to be all this. Like, just take accountability for it and we can move on. But what she did was not cool at all. The simple fact that I had to go through all that, like I said, all that heartache, the simple fact that my breathing changed. Okay, addressing this lady. Like, ma'am, come on. Like, take accountability for what's going on. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
And this is not your, I'm pretty sure this wasn't her business, though. You know, people fight for things like it's their name on it. This is not your name on it. Like, the collectors that call, the bill collectors that call, they call you like you're the, like, it's their money. They're taking it personal.
Ma'am.
No.
You need to pay the bill now.
Ma'am, just pay the bill. No. No, okay? But yes, very, very upset about that. And just accountability. Taking accountability for yourself would really be appreciative moving forward, okay?
Moving forward.
And we were able, like I said, we're fine now. We're not going to go back to that Pizza Hut.
And there you go. Cat's out. All right. All right. It is what it is. It is what it is. No, you got to stand for that. Now, like, what she said, it is what it is. You got to stand on that 10 toes straight down. Like,
exactly.
Stand on your square. It is what it is.
We are not going
to
go back
to that location. Mm-hmm. And that's the part.
We'll go to another one.
And that's the part about growing as well. If you know that you're being set at a different standard at one individual place, but you have the opportunity of going somewhere else, you should probably utilize your senses and take that opposite path.
Mm-hmm. That's straight up. That is definitely straight up.
Excuse me.
Mm-mm-mm. At the end of the day, I just know that it would be nice to have someone who, or just have people who would actually be willing to do that and take accountability for themselves. But I think it all starts in just your upbringing and just watching your parents and seeing if they took accountability for certain things in their life and if they taught you that as a practice.
But then it expands beyond that point too as well, and that's why mm-hmm. I said, if you don't grasp that, or there are individuals that may not grasp that, they may be around family in general. There are people that are around family, but they may not grasp it, or that vice versa. Maybe they have an understanding, but once you get to a position where literally you're dealing with someone, or you're dealing with a group of individuals that have leadership over top of the masses, if a generation, now we can look at it at this perspective, if you have a generation that looks upon another, and they may see gaps where there are individuals that are not taking accountability,
mm-hmm.
nor are they introducing any type of self-discipline,
mm-hmm.
then as a result, as a flip to that, you cannot blame those individuals for acting in that same manner, because there was an acceptability, there was an acceptable rate that happened where it passed and they exercised their overall right. I mean, people have the right to do, and I mean, to an extent, expand upon their actions and their thoughts as well, as long as it doesn't interfere or hurt others. But see, that's the funny twist about it. Mm-hmm. The individuals that don't take that time to engage in their accountability, self-discipline, and we put them in a position of power. We put them in a position where they do have a control or an effect on the masses or the lives of the masses. Then you do not ever blame the youth for acting in that same manner, because as a whole, mm-hmm. as a social engineering or a social juncture that we're all participating in, we've allowed it.
Yeah.
To pass. Once you allow something to go, Pandora's box is opened up. Now you're dealing with, or how long do we have to wait until? And people don't realize that it takes a long time for a strain of something to leave. Same thing goes with bacteria. It takes a long time for a strain of something to leave or for an evolution to take place.
Especially if it's like a curse or something, like especially within your family or something like that, you gotta wait for that sometimes to fester, die off, and then restart that energy or break that curse in a way.
And
a new generation sometimes has to do that.
And if you want to go on that larger scale, like say if we deal with Africa, or whatever. There's a perspective of the world that looks at Africa as a certain light, and you said that earlier. People mm-hmm. unfortunately
they have drain it, of course.
Drain, but that's the crazy part is you can't state that this particular place is rich. But on the opposite end, this is where the poorest people live.
Yes, exactly. That, it's like, how are you taking from if there's nothing there?
Exactly.
How do you take from zero?
Exactly. And that same process goes with enterprises. How do you take something as simple as zero mm-hmm. and expand that to 100?
A greedy person invented the negative numbers.
There you go. A greedy person.
They're like, oh no, there's something after zero. Bruh. There's something you can take away.
Bruh.
And still count it. Like
you have to have both ends of the spectrum. And we're happy that we actually had that moment because every moment is a learning. Because like you said with me, I don't like to deal with those situations because for me, on a logical level of thinking, why do I put myself in the midst of something that's going to be a negative impact on me? Because I can already see it. Like, I've just dealt with just the food industry in general so many times over and over again, or a certain particular industry or a certain particular enterprise. Yeah. And if I see that overall the reaction mm-hmm. to something is them really not caring, I'm not going to reintroduce myself to that.
Like, yes, it's very aggravating because just like we talk about all the time, where I could have stayed home and made this myself, had groceries for the next day, saved some money, but it's like those times where you've worked hard that day, you're like, you know what, let me put my feet up, let me just order something in, because that day, the whole reason why we actually went out and ordered, not went out, but actually ordered the freaking pizza was because we had other things that we were trying to do.
Right.
And that was going to save us about like 2-3 hours of what we needed to do. We were like, okay, while that food is actually being delivered to us, we can catch up on everything else that we need to do and then eat the pizza and be fine and move on with the rest of our night.
Exactly.
After we returned the pizza, we had to go to the grocery store. What did we end up getting? Was that the day we got the fish?
Yeah, you know what? We just took a total left curb to that.
Yeah.
Went and got some fish, fried that up.
And some shrimp.
Well, no, sorry. We baked that. Excuse me.
No, baked that was fried fish.
Fried it. It was a healthy fry. How do you healthy fry?
Don't worry about it.
So anyway.
Fried fish, fried shrimp, and something else, I believe. But just a simple, but that took us so long. Like that. Yes. That took so long. We did not end up doing anything that we needed to do that day.
Right.
And that was the part that I was more miffed by, was that simple part right there. It was the simple fact that I had to take time out of my day after already waiting for the pizza to come and then still ended up cooking dinner, and like an elaborate dinner at that, you know? It's like, come on.
But you know.
I understand what you're saying. It's like, at the simple fact that I can't just go out one time or a week and just know that I can spend my money and someone actually be accountable for that money that I'm spending with them.
And plus, we're helping someone else. Somebody, you know, somebody is working. And somebody can't work if they don't have X amount of business.
Mm-hmm.
I.e., you come in there and spending your money. But unfortunately, through these processes and through these steps that we see, man, sometimes just take it, chuck it up, go ahead and go through that process and have a quality dinner that you deserve, go through the process and make it yourself, or just, you know, see, hey, I don't like the way that this particular business is doing this. Yes. I definitely don't want that to happen within my business or my structure. So you mark that as a lesson learned right there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a lesson. I appreciate it. But it's exactly what you said. You know, we went ahead and we made something 10 times better. Yeah. Made lemonade with the lemons that we were given. And that's fine. It was just that, like, seeing someone that's in a certain position and they're not taking accountability, even when you present it to them in front of their face, that's the wildest outcome, is to tell a person that is sitting right here and for them to try and argue with you the opposite effect, even though I'm sure they looked at this particular object 12 times before it actually went out, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I say all that to say, I really am kind of hurt at that moment, because it just makes you aware that even some of the individuals that worked at that location, you know, they were more so shocked at the actions of the leadership.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like the one other girl that was like standing trying to pretend like she was rearranging the menus and like had a menu like right at her face.
Right.
Was hilarious.
And just to simply show like, hey, we're not sitting up here tripping, we're verifying exactly what's happening, and that, you know, for that employee to see that their individual leadership was wrong, bro. But they weren't willing to accept that, and that's a lot. But it's okay. It's, you know, you get in contact who you need to get in contact with these enterprises. Stand, stand in what you believe in. Say, look, I went there for a service, and they didn't provide that, and I'm due my remedy.
That's it. Exactly, and that general manager had to deal with that, with being around those people for the rest of the night looking crazy. Because it just didn't make any sense at all, one. And two, she was the general manager, you know? Like, she wasn't just the manager of that location. She was the general manager.
That's the kicker.
And felt entitled, just saying, you know what? I'm the general manager. I made the pizza. Okay? But your dingy self didn't make it right.
Made it wrong.
All the way wrong.
But you know what? Have fun. You know, have fun with life. Just some positive inspiration for yourself as well.
That's what I was going to think. Like a positive, I would say something positive I resonated with this week would be, if you want the keys to the universe, think in terms of frequency, vibration, and energy.
I like that.
Nikola Tesla. Shout out to you, and thank you for your sacrifice of what you did and attempted to do before you left here. Because you did your job, we're able to do our job.
There is no beauty better than intellect. That comes from the Prophet Muhammad.
Love it.
And it's the draw from different places in general. I could have taken a draw something from Tupac. Any leader that's given us some type of guidance, especially in a positive direction. That's what we're looking for. That's what everyone does. Don't get so upset with the messengers. Did you get the message?
Exactly. Just like Eddie Griffin said, he was like, everybody's just talking about who the messenger is, but if you're a mailman, your mailman was different, would you kill that mailman? Or would you just take your check? Did you still get the check?
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure I butchered that joke. I'm so sorry, Eddie. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, okay. So the war is really about religion. The war is between Jesus and Muhammad. The Christians say Jesus is the messenger. Muslims say Muhammad is the messenger. Who gives a crap who the messenger is? Did you get the message, Eddie Griffin?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it. Did you get the message today? And as we always say, that's not all,
but it's all for now, you all. Thank you for being here with us. And remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram
at qk.jj. That is our business profile. And then if you want that's our business profile. And if you want personal profile, you can follow us at Queen Jam, and that's for both of us, because like I said, King doesn't have Instagram. Right. And rate, review, subscribe, please, and thank you. We really appreciate you all, and remember to always embrace the pure facts and conduct your own research. Okay?
Because
till next time,
Queen Jam.
King Jerry.
Out.
Boom.